Yeah.
You've been explaining all sorts of terms in Pali and getting into the subtleties of the language. And I was just wondering, throughout your bhikkhu life, how did you get to study and get to the in-depths of the syntax and actually the language when it comes to Pali?
Osmosis. I am definitely not a Pali scholar, not a Pali student even. But yeah, after 52 years of being a monk, you absorb a lot and you take an interest. Oh, what does that mean? How does that work? Fortunately, I've got a window into the Pali through both the English and the Thai. And so that, to me, that was helpful. And so I had two languages, and I'm kind of lazy, so three seemed a lot. But, you know, there are these, you know, quite critical terms that are part and parcel of the description of the teaching and the path of practice that are you sort of realize, oh, this is, I got to pay attention. What's that mean? And how do I, what's the root of that word? How's that? And in some places, there's, you know, there's good books that point stuff that out. But it's in the end, I wouldn't be able to say exactly where I got it. It's as osmosis. I just sort of absorbed it over the years and out of interest.